Hare Krishna. I have some questions here from Vishaka Devi, and she says at the end of chapter 66 in Krishna book, Prabhupada says that anyone who hears this pastime with faith and attention will be released from all reactions to sinful activities. What does this mean? Am I really released from all of my past sinful reactions? There are many such statements connected to, as in this case, hearing, chanting Krishna's names, performing circumambulation of Tulsi Devi, worship of deities, pulling Lord Jagannath's rope, visiting holy places, thinking about Krishna, worshipping pure Vaishnavas, taking the dust of their feet, the remnants of their food. By all of these activities, one becomes purified, and that purification is a prerequisite in order for someone to advance in spiritual life. However, to become what is always implicit in these statements is that one has to do this with faith and freedom from offenses. If one does not have full faith and one is not offenseless in committing these activities, then one will still get benefit, but one will not get the same benefit as in the case of, for instance, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you chant it without offense, then you become free from the results of all past sinful activities. If you chant offensively, the freedom from past sinful activities is proportional to the extent of offenses that you perform, as is the time in which one becomes liberated. So the example can be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just as when the sun is rising, before it's actually risen, you can start to see things, but you can't see things clearly. When the sun has fully risen, then you can see everything. Similarly, in all these activities, when these activities are done in full consciousness, and themselves are ready, attentiveness, purity, then one gets the full benefit and one is able to see things properly. However, in the same way that a blind man, no matter what phase of rising the sun is in, a blind man never sees anything. Similarly, if one is blinded by offenses, then will not be able to actually see the results of pure devotional service, as mentioned in this false stuti, what they are called, which means the verse that describes the fruit of a devotional activity, because oneself is not pure. So we then therefore have to do these activities with great faith and devotion and attentiveness, and then we get the full benefit. Otherwise, one may become freed from some reaction, but not necessarily the anartha, which is present. In other words, sinful reaction means there are two aspects. One is that one gets a certain punishment for it. So you may become freed from the punishment, but you may not be freed from the bad habit that it has caused within the heart. To get free from all of these things depends upon the quality of devotion. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about this in his Madhurya Kadambini. On our way to Debrecen, continuing our Varnashram seminars, and Hare Krishna.